For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Microphone.
This? You don't use a microphone?
I do when I'm on Audacity. Should I be plugged into there?
No, you're totally fine. Like you're no, because like pretty much everyone uses that whenever, like your headset.
Oh, okay. All right. Here we go.
What a year. What a year. Is it over?
It just keeps going. And I feel like even when we get into the new one, it's going to still be this one.
It's wild. It started out though, like I was like, okay, like things are starting to kind of like, we're getting the hang of this pandemic thing, the pandemic. And then it like kept going. And now I feel like the wheels are falling fully off of the wagon. We're going.
Oh, that's cute. Hold on. You had promise and hope. Oh, okay. I never did. See, I have kids. I don't. I've been in the seventh circle of hell. For 2 years.
Everybody, welcome back to the B-List. I am B, and I'm here with return guest, one of everyone's favorites, Melissa Beck.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Former star of The Real World New Orleans, current host of her own podcast, Imperfect Strangers. Yes. Mother of two. Three. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. The two girls. Yeah. Wait, the three girls. Three girls. That's right.
Yes. Three girls and a husband, mother of four.
What is that Reba song that I'm fucking obsessed with? A single mom who works two jobs, who loves a kid. That song hits. I'm sorry. That song is so fucking good.
No, my husband's actually downstairs doing band practice. So I hope that there's no like jarring glass jaw sounds that come through. But if they do, my apologies.
It's all right. I've got my AC going. We're all good. It's pots and pans around here, baby. Yeah. What is up? Imagine how tired we are. Imagine how tired we are at this moment in time. It is late September. I felt like I just closed my eyes and it was August.
People, what are you talking about? I felt like it was January.
Yeah.
Here we are in September. Do you remember? Yeah.
God.
How have you been?
I've been good. Just chilling. Still working from home forever. Great though. Yeah. Love it. Really, honestly, not that much going on in my personal life. Went through a breakup or whatever. We'll talk about that another time. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
Hold on. I didn't know you were booed up.
Nobody does because I don't talk about it on social because I keep my private life private.
Correct.
And I had to talk to you. Yeah. Smart that way. But I haven't talked to you in a minute. When is the last time that we, when's the last time you were here?
Months ago. Months, like so much has changed since, so much has changed since we last spoke. I'm gonna say we spoke before either of us were vaccinated. Like really? April. Yeah.
No, because I was vaccinated in like March. I was one of the first.
Oh, you were scamming. Mm-hmm.
I was not scamming. No, I told you.
How you got
I
it, was 65 and up.
Volunteering.
Oh, right.
I was volunteering. Yeah. I was volunteering at the senior place where all the over 65 people were getting, so, and they needed help because, you know, it was 20 degrees outside. They had to cart people in and out of there and you have to keep them 6 feet apart. So at every pretty much checkpoint, you have to have people that kind of like wait with these people, roll their wheelchairs in. A lot of them were alone and needed assistance. You know what I mean? So it really was pretty draining actually.
But good for you. Look at you, little good Samaritan.
Yeah. Well, two birds, one stone, because if you do it, then they want to make sure that you're vaccinated. So I was like, you know what? It's worth it. I have time. Let me do this.
Yeah. I went and I scanned to get mines.
I said, listen, the world's about to end. Let me just go ahead and make sure I'm going to get to heaven. Two birds, one stone.
Listen, I could not. I went on every CVS, tried to book that appointment when it wasn't my age group. And finally, I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then one of my husband's childhood best friends is married to a police officer. And I was like, look.
Look at that, sheriff's officer. I mean,
it was Sophie's choice. I was like, listen, do I want to get this vaccine and cross the ACAB line?
Every other day that you're like, ACAB, ACAB, except for today.
I was like, today though, vaccine day, no justice, no problem.
What is it? What is that song, Mrs. Officer? Wee, 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 wee.
Not Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Wee, wee, wee. I used to love it. Do you remember really genuinely listening to that record, Deadass?
Oh, that song hits still to this day. Lil Wayne, you can't sleep on like the original. I mean, even like when he was in the Hot Boys. Y'all don't know anything about all that stuff. A lot of y'all listen don't even know about any of that. So I'm not going to get it.
Oh my gosh. You are going to just take us all the way back. You know that I have a special place in my heart for all of the rappers from New Orleans, because when I was there originally, Real World New Orleans, Juvenile backed that ass up, which is anthemic.
Wait, was that the year that came out? 99 and 2?
Yes.
99? That's right.
The 99s.
Wow, what a time.
What a time. And I was there. And I mean, when I tell you,
they
played that song ad nauseum every day.
At Mardi Gras, because you were there.
Oh, you could
Mardi
just hear it in the streets. Like, you would just be minding your business. And when is bump, bump would just come on.
When is Mardi Gras again? It's February, right?
Yeah.
It's cold. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been. I really want to go.
Well, not now. You don't.
Wait, why? Why? Oh, because COVID. Why?
Well, that and, you know, I mean, Hurricane Ida came in.
Oh, true. Forgot about her.
Yeah. terrible.
Speaking of rappers getting to heaven and who's not and who is.
Oh no, don't start me. Don't say you just want to go straight to the violence. I'm not even saying the name out loud. I don't need that kind of shit in my life.
Okay, you know what? We're not gonna go in dry. We're gonna start with let's first off give it, let's just say, rest in peace, Stanford Blatch, by the way. Willie Garson just passed yesterday. If you guys don't know, who doesn't? The actor that played Stanford Blatch, that's probably what he's best known for, right? I mean, what else was he really?
We got the news yesterday in our Imperfect Strangers has a Discord for our top tier listeners. And I found out the news there and was like, he was young.
Yeah, he's 56.
And did he quietly battle cancer? Like, I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I don't know that that's what got him though. He had just been filming, so it might have been something else. I don't know. So sad. Either way, he was just filming the reboot. What is it called? And then And what's the name of it? It's like a weird name.
The Sex and the City reboot?
Yeah, what is it called? You're not going to watch
it? I don't mess with Sex and the City.
Why?
I know that that's so crazy, but like, you know how when you watch it on the rewatch,
yeah, it doesn't hit the same.
Everybody now understands
unpacking
that Carrie was completely self-involved and a terrible friend.
Yeah,
but like when I was watching it in real time, I saw that shit. I was like, "What is this happening?"
Yeah,
like you're just gonna walk up to you're gonna walk in those heels, sitting shoes, to this lady who was trying to conceive and then demand that she helps you pay for your apartment. What is happening here? Everybody thought that was fine.
The entitlement. Terrible. Listen, we haven't really fully dealt with the fact that Carrie is a complete sociopath, but who was your favorite guy that she dated though?
I have a soft spot for furniture.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just going to say Aiden. I feel like she improperly dealt with Big. Like, just be the rich guy's girlfriend. Like, why are you looking for all these feelings? Dude's busy. Are you dumb?
Yeah. You know? Are you dumb? Yeah. And you go cheat. Like, what? And his girlfriend and his wife. And I'm a glutton for punishment. So I kind of really loved things about Burger. Obviously, he's also a sociopath. But that was the boyfriend that she deserved.
Burger is the one who dumped her on a post-it note.
Yep, that's what she deserved.
That was exactly the man she deserved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got the man that she deserved.
You know what, though?
That was karmic retribution.
I have had a burger-ass motherfucker before, though.
Who hasn't? If you dated men, you know a burger.
I got dumped once 2 days before my birthday. My birthday is 2 days before Valentine's Day, so I got dumped on February 10th. So didn't get a birthday gift. And then the day before Valentine's, this motherfucker came around talking about, I hope you didn't think I was going to get you a Valentine gift. I was like, motherfucker, you dumped me on my birthday. Why would I think you were going to get me a gift? And then he brought me some wildflowers and like a whatever, girl. I ain't never spoke to that motherfucker again. But there are those burgers out there, I tell you.
Breaking up with you over text. I can't fucking stand it. Listen.
Oh, that was pointed. Is this what happened here? Are we talking about
later? No. That's not what happened. Whew. That'll be in the book. That'll be in the book. I was going to say, though, I was, you were talking about New Orleans. You were there when that song, a culturally relevant moment for New Orleans. That's when you were there filming. Culturally relevant moment for New York, Real World New York. They did a reboot. Well, not the recent one, but right. But they, when they went back to New York the first time.
Yes.
That was filmed the same year as 9/11. I didn't realize that. Did you know that? It was 2001.
Yes, I didn't know why I know.
But
that.
I don't think they were there. They had just, right? It was like they right had before.
Because here's what happened. I was doing on September 10th a speaking engagement in Waltham, Massachusetts. So I flew LA to Boston the day before. And I was supposed to fly Boston to LA the next day. But Coral from The Real World Back to New York had just gotten off of her show and had already been thrown into the speaking engagement circuit.
Yeah.
And so I was already in it too. At the time, we had the same agent. And so my agent coordinated. He was like, Melissa is stranded at this hotel. You're stuck. She was visiting her friend Lori at the time. She came to my hotel. We ended up kicking it and was like, fast friends from there. So yes, I did know that because of this little factoid.
That's so crazy. Good thing they got out right in time. It was like that summer. I just recently rewatched because we haven't talked since The Real World actual reboot, the one that's on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
We did talk about that. Well, we talked about it offline, but we didn't talk about it on here, did we?
Listen, that was a doozy. I loved it.
You loved it? I didn't love it. I loved the beginning and I loved the promise of it. But when Eric couldn't get into the house because he had COVID, I was like, scrap the whole fucking production. See, and it would be the hippie, huh? It would be the crunchy hippie that would get it. You had one job. You had one job to not get COVID. And now we all sit around here and the hot one can't even be in the house.
Listen,
Heather was hot for him.
I thought he had the best job because let me tell you something. Did he get the same check as the other
man? Do you think he did?
When he was sitting in his participated.
Yes, in his hot box, just sweating it out. Oh, man.
I did like it. I did feel it was rushed. I think it should have been, they should have waited until he got better and then moved him into the house.
And also felt like, because it was only a week, right?
Yeah.
I think it really should be a month or something.
Let's not get crazy. See, the viewing audience just wants to traumatize us. You see?
Yeah.
A month would be crazy bananas.
I guess so. Because I guess if you're taken away from your job and everything like that. But I don't know. I just feel like they only like scratch the layer. And the fact that Becky, I don't want to give everything away, but I guess I'm going to give it away. Becky leaves the show midway through or like three quarters of the way through. And it's like, girl, just stay at this point. Like, we already hate you. Like, come on, we already hate you. Like, we already got the shit on camera.
I think what made that so interesting, though, is it kind of just ushered in the redemptive arc that was 30 years in the making for Kevin and that whole conversation on race. So it kind of had to happen that way in a weird way. But I also have...
there's no other way it could have gone.
I also feel, you know what? Just because I'm a cast member... Mm-hmm. Not that I excuse, you know, racist ideology and the things that she was saying, which were racist. I'm not excusing that. But I also feel like here's this rich white lady. She was living her life. She was doing it, having a good old time.
Yeah.
Probably few and far between had to deal with, hey, are you the lady off Real World?
Yeah, exactly.
Happy. Fine.
Why would you go into this? Yeah, you're just like, girl.
Came back on the show and now... She's forever because the internet don't forget. The internet don't sleep.
No. Yeah.
And so now she's the embodiment of this whole Karen thing. And it's like, damn, she was chilling and now she's not.
Yeah.
She got that. So like, there's a part of me that feels sad about that. She got
on national TV. I mean, that's the only way it could have gone down. I wonder how it's going to be for, I know you probably can't discuss it, but I heard that they're filming the LA one. I've seen reports about that. I'm interested to see how that's going to happen because I know that David is going to be, if you can't have the LA one and not have David on, like, and Tammy.
I mean,
you know?
I mean, and honestly, Tammy,
I'm watching anything Tammy's on. I'm like, correct. That's my queen. Tammy Roman.
I'll watch a GIF with Tammy on it.
Yeah. Like, she's the queen of reality TV. Like, it's like Tiffany Pollard and then Tammy for me. So,
yes.
Even when Tammy's wrong, I'm still sticking up for her.
I feel like people, don't get me wrong, I think Tammy is out of this world famous.
Yeah.
Like, I think that her star has risen beyond Real World 10 times over.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's a bona fide real actress. I think that she has, actual and true star power. And when she steps into a space, she's on and she does it. Like, when she slaps Danny DeCane's phone out of her hand on that therapy chair.
She said, now finish this fucking scene so we can get, I want to go
like,
eat
this
lunch.
Is a woman who is professional and is at work.
Yeah.
So I agree with your assessment that it's, I love New York and Tammy. I do feel that. And some people don't. Like, you know, some people will throw in like a Kenya Moore in there or like a.
No, she's not there yet. It's not the same. You haven't seen people bridge two different types of reality shows and actually succeed at it and excel at the second one, which is a totally different format. Not only was at the beginning of the docuseries soap-ish kind of idea of what, you know, reality TV would become, but then kind of years later, and also very much down and out, had Betty Page bangs, the whole wig was eaten up. She looked like she had just woken up in a Toyota Tercel outside the park. Like, it was a mess. But then,
you see how I'm zipped up?
Yo, no, but I love.
It's a real world code. We don't say that.
No. But she showed up on Basketball Wives looking tore. But then immediately when she got that check, cleaned it up. And listen, I respect. I love her. I'm saying she
aged beautifully. Looks like herself. People.
But I'm just saying, like, she kind of had went into a valley and then rose again and excelled and became another level. And now she's on, like, you know, multiple shows. She's booked and busy. So shout out to Tammy
Roman.
Booked
and busy. Yes. And listen, I will say this as a person who has experienced a variation of this kind of glow up. I'm telling you, all reality stars, if you come into even just a little bit of money, you have to spend it every day to make yourself. Because I was on my Real World looking like actual Chris Kattan every day, dead ass serious.
Oh, please. If I was on television, they would eat me up. Please. Yeah.
Oh, no. I was a mess. I mean, the dental wasn't right, which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen how big and bright and new my smile is.
We love him.
Look at the glossiness. Look at
so bright. Look at that.
I had the gums lasered, bitch.
So, like, when you tell me about that, because, like, how does that work? Like, I mean, like, do they? So it's veneers, right?
Oh yes, I got a lot of them too. Like, let me.
Do they? Okay, yeah, I'll let you.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So here's the thing. I was on the Real World. Teeth was jacked. Thanks, Shorty, because Shorty spent my money that was supposed to be allocated to my orthodontia clearly elsewhere. We don't know where. Maybe it was on Sega Genesis. Maybe it was on like the 7th Oldsmobile that he didn't need. I don't know. Yeah. But I didn't have braces as a child. Clearly needed them. So I took my Real World money, which was $5,000, then tax. So I'm going to say it was like, what, $32,47.83?
Oh, my God.
Just throwing that number out there. It was that. I took that money, went directly to an orthodontist in Hollywood, and was like, we have to fix this quickly. Because I am a star. Like, I really believed that I was. So I had the braces, wore the braces for about 2 years, got the braces off before I went on to a challenge, went on to the challenge with the prettier version of my teeth. So my teeth straightened, but then came home from the challenge, proceeded to fall down a flight of stairs, cracked the front tooth, and then had to get veneers. So my first set of veneers, it was just 4 teeth, but yes, back in the day, they used to whittle your real teeth down to little tiny slivers and then put the veneer on. So,
that scares me, because what if you don't like the veneers? Then you've made a commitment to.
Oh, you have to have a veneer forever. You're just going to be chasing a veneer. Exactly. So then my first set of veneers, I loved. Second set of veneers, I was living on Long Island. I got them at a dentist's office where there were mallards on the wall. So, you know, it wasn't no Hollywood.
No, shit. No. Yes, it wasn't. Yeah.
And I didn't love the second set. And I wore the second set for like 8 years and just didn't love my smile, which is crazy. You it's what it robs you of. If you don't love your smile, it seems superficial, but it's really not. I'm talking about you are unable to be present in great times in your life because you're insecure about your smile and how it's going to look.
Thinking about,
I haven't existed. There are no selfies. You didn't see Melissa at the club. You didn't see her there because Melissa wasn't in them pictures. She was taking them, but she wasn't in them.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, if I go and I get a third set of veneers, they're going to be the teeth that I love and that I want. And I've obviously studied them for all this time. So for 20 years, I've been studying teeth. And I found a wonderful doctor, Dr. Alex Rubinoff. Shout out to Dr. Alex Rubinoff. In Manhattan, and I just started the process, and it was 5 hours. The first consultation is x-rays, pictures.
Yeah,
he takes lots of pictures, moving pictures, watches you talk so he can see how your face moves, because you notice you didn't even notice I got new teeth because my face and mouth aren't moving weird. I still look and sound like me.
Yeah, because that's not the first thing you notice when all the rappers get their veneers, because then there's like the shit be poking out, you know what I mean, like it changes the cheeks.
Yes. Yeah. So that's the first appointment. And then the second appointment, when you dedicate yourself to it and you say, you know what, I'm going to spend a Toyota Camry's worth to get the smile of my dreams. You're just like, I'm just do it. Fuck it. Can't take it with you. It's a pandemic. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
It's 5 hours. They remove your other teeth. They prep your mouth, and then they build the mold of the new teeth. And then you wear the fake waxy mold for 3 weeks while they're building your new teeth. And then they put your, then, you know, you come back and they put the real new pretty teeth on, and it, you know, it was a journey. I'm very happy, but I also am still getting used to my new smile because I don't smile.
Yeah. But you feel good.
Oh, I'm so happy. I mean, I'm still not going nowhere. It's pandemic, but when a pandemic's over, honey, I'm going to be outside. I'm going to be
taking photos.
Yes, we are going to be out and happy and biracial, and maybe, you know, we'll be passing.
I love, yes. Speaking of, we're both mixed race. Just yesterday, the new trailer for a show called Passing, which is based on a 1929 novel of the same name by Nella Larson. Shout out, Nella.
Hey, Nella.
Hi. It's going to be on Netflix. It's a new show. Real quick, it's about like what? Mixed race childhood friends. They're reunited later in life. They're both passing, which means that they're Black, but they can pass, assimilate into white culture seamlessly without being spotted or clocked. Yeah. And one identifies as African-American and the other is identifies as white, and nobody knows that she's white. So it's like kind of about that, and it takes place during 1929, I guess. So it's major issue for me, neither actress is passing, but the whole thing is in black and white. An interesting strategy there that they made it in black and white from two mixed race people. We were like, you immediately texted me. You were like,
I was like, hold on, who's supposed to be president?
Now, hold on now. Now, who are these women is also of no, all
but then the, I started
Tessa Thompson, by the way, and Ruth Negga. So,
which that last name,
ooh, y'all,
there is a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah.
No, I think that I started thinking about it. And if you think about 1920s passing, we all now know too much about what Black is and what Black can be and what Black can look like.
Yeah,
the whole thing about passing way back then is that you would do that and get away with it because of what white people did not know.
Because it was so segregated. You weren't actually being, you didn't work with Black people. You didn't go to school with Black people. The only Black people you probably saw were posters drawn of them, or if you had servants or something like that, you know what I mean?
Right. So
probably they didn't know the eccentricities.
So if a passing Black person who
you weren't seeing Giselle Bryant, you know what I'm saying? Robin Dixon isn't even passing. You're just white. Like Robin Dixon is just white.
What about the morally bankrupt Faye Resnick?
Yeah.
I mean, if
Melissa Gorga,
girl,
you might need to do a 23andMe.
Listen to me.
That's not.
I've been saying Melissa Gorga, Daddy Black.
Yeah. Since
the beginning of time.
Because they always, and those producers always love to show her high school photos. She's like a little cheerleader.
Sure do.
And they show her edges.
And speaking of edges, and that's why when the whole Meghan Markle thing, when Meghan Markle's star really started to rise and people were like very confused that she was Black, I was like, I know,
passing.
That y'all are not looking at those edges and confused that this black girl infiltrated the royal castle. Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Well, to me, I mean, Meghan Markle is totally passing, you know, like.
Not at all. I think she's white presenting.
White presenting. Yeah. Okay.
I think that she, this is controversial. Mm-hmm. I think that she, because as you know, the biracial bill of rights, we're allowed to be who we are when we want to be it, when we, and you can't say that we're not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're not policing.
But I think
you,
that Meghan Markle that... identifies as a white woman, period. Okay. I love her and I'm glad she infiltrated and she's my Black American princess. But I'm saying, I know that she lives her life like a white lady.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, has she ever code switched? Ever?
Never seen it, but you know.
Never seen it.
Even the biracial bill of rights. I love it. I love it. I'm learning something new every day.
Look it up. I'll text it to you when we get there's. We have a lot of rights. We do.
Of all the women, though, to be playing in this show, Rashida Jones, that would have been a shoe-in. Who's the other one? Zoe Kravitz?
No, you think Zoe Kravitz is passing?
Yeah, no, not really, I guess.
Could Lisa Bonet pass?
No, no. Well, it's hard too, because back then it was like, even Italian Americans were considered not white. You know what I mean? So it's like. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we haven't even touched the surface on the men. Wentworth Miller, passing.
Yeah. Oh, Halsey, absolutely. Halsey, yeah.
Back to women, passing. Well, yeah. she couldn't have gotten that part because she got all them tattoos, but.
Yeah, can't even do it. Can't act either. So we're not even, it's a non-starter. So we don't even, so. I'm going to be watching the show. It actually looks really interesting and the cinematography looks beautiful and I'm super interested in the story.
And you know what? We have time to read the book before it comes out so that we can understand the true motivation.
Yeah, it came out early. November.
Because,
what is it?
Well,
November...
the book's only like 100 pages. So yeah, we have no excuse.
No.
Did you ever see that documentary?
Which one?
Maybe it was called Little White Lies, something like that, where a girl who was clearly black was raised to believe that she was white.
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, I got to send you the link.
Send it.
Oh my God, I got to send you the
Little White Lies?
Maybe that's what it's called. Okay. But it's a biracial girl. I want to say maybe she was even Jewish, but she was raised to believe that she was white and she just believed the lie. But like when you see it, you're going to be like, Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Wait, hold on. Nicole Richie, is she? See, I think she.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. You have a.
You think Nicole Richie can pass?
I don't know. Maybe with them, you know.
I think Nicole Richie thinks she can pass.
Did you see she burned her hair almost off last night?
That was crazy. Well,
she was at her birthday celebration, leaned over the birthday cake.
I just
want to
know
candles.
Why are we
shit
still spitting on the cake?
Yeah.
In a pandemic, now we're going to pass the cake around.
Yeah. I thought we were over that.
I don't know, but I do like Nicole Richie's curly hair. I think it looks really pretty on her.
I do like Nicole Richie. She's one of the few people from that time period where I can still stomach. You know what I mean?
You mean like early aughts?
Yeah, the early aughts. Like, you know, I don't want to hear anything about Lindsay Lohan. I'm Britney Spears out. Britney Spears.
Oh, you're done with Britney Spears. Really?
No, I love.
Interesting for your people.
Love Britney. Look for my people. For my people, listen, I am Britney Spears out. Like, they just released the new trailer for the new Netflix doc, Britney versus Spears. I'm over it. How many times? Well, there's nothing else to tell about the story. Leave her ass alone. I hope she gets free, but I don't need us to like sit on this forever, you know?
Right. And the other thing is, I hope that she gets access to her money because she could have a Hollywood smile. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Why Britney Spears' teeth should not be immaculate.
That's true.
Look at me. See, I'm worried about the real shit.
The weaves aren't hitting.
Sir.
Yeah. Listen, she wish her nothing but the best. But the fact that we're getting another high profile documentary about her freedom, it's giving very much. What's the name of that white girl right now that's missing? And all of the media is focused on it.
Gabby Petito.
Yeah, her.
He said it's saturated. It's oversaturated.
It's oversaturated. The market is oversaturated. I hope you get free, girl. But in the meantime, it's like, come on.
Hold on a second. So you like Christina Aguilera, though. I love looking at pictures of her now.
I like everybody to an extent, but I don't need to look through a million documentaries about one person. It's like, come on. Christina Aguilera just performed recently here in Brooklyn.
I saw. She did.
Ladyland. All the gays were there.
She knows how to do camp.
Mm-hmm. Camp does Christina, but we love Christina. She's a performer, but I will always put Christina, and this is not hate or shade. This is like, I always put Christina Aguilera in the performer category. Whitney Houston is a singer.
Yes.
Christina will go out there and belt the fuck out of a song and do all these theatrics and it's like, it's very Fergie doing that scream while she's doing the cartwheel with the microphone.
Okay, that's crazy. I know you didn't
but Whitney Houston will go out there and perform and sing a song and make you feel it and start from one place and end up in another. Do you know what I mean?
Christina is a singer, but I understand what you mean about the theatrics, but I also think that she can genuinely sing.
Yeah. No, she can sing. She can sing. Yeah.
See, here's what you like to do. You like to, tiptoe in dangerous territories. You see, I'd be real careful.
With all these dangerous stand-ums.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know,
because I'm not a part of any stand-up, really.
Not a single one?
No.
There's not
The closest that I was Navy, but she's pissing me off. Everybody knows I have a love-hate thing with Rihanna right now. She's fucking us up.
How do you feel about her new boyfriend?
Colorist.
You don't love it.
I don't love it.
You're still mad about that red lipstick.
That comment where he said dark skins can't. He said dark skins can't wear. Girl, if you don't get the fuck out of here, stop dating this colorist.
Yeah, and you're mad because his braids have been the same length for 20 years. I know.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know you're upset. I know. you try to start this conversation with talking about that lady.
Yeah.
Who's in that shit.
Well, let's get right into it, because that's a stand-in that I already hit every fucking...
It's crazy.
Nicki Minaj ain't making it to heaven. I know that fucking much. I said it. You don't have to say it. She's not seeing heaven at all. Everybody.
Oh my God. This podcast is a mess.
That's all right. You're just here for the ride. Yes. You're just here for the ride. Saying.
He said that.
Yeah. She's not seeing heaven. She's not seeing the pearly gates as far as I'm concerned right now, because everything that I've seen this week
It's entirely inappropriate. It's entirely wrong, actually.
Yeah. So Jennifer Ho,
from
Ho? How do you?
From the misinformation.
Mm-hmm. She started in point A to point Z.
All the way
Z.
down to the victim blaming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The victim shaming.
The victim
it's all
harassment.
Wrong. Yes. I saw those clips today where they said you should have taken the 20,000.
How do you pronounce Jennifer's last name? Is it Huff?
I thought it was Huff.
Huff? Okay. Sometimes I think it's Huff. I'll just say Huff. Jennifer Huff. The woman
I can't follow it. It's like very upsetting.
It's so crazy. So she just, long story short, she is the woman who was assaulted by Kevin. It's Kevin, right? Is that his? Kevin Petty. Yeah. Nikki's husband. All dirtbags name her Kevin.
I could be calling him that man. Okay.
Because I always think of Kevin because of Wendy Williams.
I was literally about to say, you're thinking about Wendy Williams' husband. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. I knew exactly who you were thinking about.
But so she's the one that he assaulted back in the fucking, over 20 years ago now. No, 16 years ago. It was exactly 16 years ago. And so that came and went. He did his prison time. But then I guess now he was being charged with not registering as a sex offender. And I guess they reached out to her to try to recant some of her allegations. I don't know how that would possibly help in this scenario, seeing as how he just she wasn't down for it. They've offered to fly her out to LA. They also offered her money. She didn't take either.
Well, they offered her $20,000. Like,
yeah.
What?
What's
$20,000?
Started harassing her, but that's not it. Nicki went on her Queen Radio show and was talking about this woman and even implied that, because nobody knew what this woman looked like. So at one point, there's even audio clips all over Twitter that they've been posting today. Because I don't really listen to Queen Radio like that. Sometimes I did type in and out of the drama, but you know. Nicki was saying that she was a white, she was implying that Jennifer was a white woman. She's like, when white is right. I think she was trying to do that, try to turn people against this woman that nobody had actually seen. The woman is clearly a brown woman.
Wow.
The whole, you didn't, yeah.
I didn't know
there's
that.
There's so many levels to this shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they were talking about it today. Listen, there's so many fucking levels to this shit. Nikki ain't seeing heaven, okay? Because this shit is so crazy. And when you watch, so anyways, Jennifer was on The Real Today, being interviewed by Garcelle Beauvais. I'm mispronouncing everybody's fucking name today. It's one of those days. But y'all know what the fuck I mean.
I have a question about Garcelle when we're done with this part.
Okay, same. Yeah, but the woman, you could tell by her posture, the way she was speaking, this woman has been through trauma and she's reliving it on national television and it's not fucking right. She's crying. I mean, it broke my heart. It made me fucking angry.
Yeah. It's
messed up. It's dark and I believe her. And
100%. So what exactly does
this look so bad
from this woman?
Well, I think that they thought that they were going to be able to fly her out, I imagine, to LA, and she was going to make some public statements about how she was recanting her allegations.
Why would she do that? The damage has already been done. You're not helping this woman. Now you've trotted her. Now she has no choice but to.
Now you've gone and actually implicated yourself in this when you could have just sat your. Now you threw away your fucking whatever you had left of a career away on a fucking rapist.
You know what?
An alleged rapist, someone who was convicted of rape. We should have known when she was doing them songs with what's his name, 6ix9ine.
Not Tekashi. I think that she still has a career though, because as we've seen,
The barbs.
Cancel culture is not real. Sure, we'll talk about her, but she'll put a song out and people will still listen to it. People don't. The news cycle is so fast, and our attention spans are so short that she's canceled this week, maybe. But then everyone.
But don't you think that there's something to be said, though? I'm not advocating either way. I'm not saying that cancel culture. Course. I'm just saying that you don't think that there's a pattern here with like the brother situation.
Oh,
Tekashi 6ix9ine. This. I mean, it's.
Yes, but I think there's also no threshold. I think that her stand-in is such that she will always have a fan base, and for them, this will be a blip on the radar. For us, we're team never forget about this because this woman is traumatized.
Yeah. It's one thing to hear about it, but to see the woman kind of retell her story like this, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I wonder why she went on The Real. I guess that's the only place. Like, there's not really, she's not going to be on Dateline. They're not going to cover this. Maybe they would.
Well,
the whole world was talking about the Nikki vaccination stuff, which is a whole other thing, which I'd love to talk to you about because...
My husband thinks that was premeditated.
Yeah, no, absolutely. She's trying to kick. Yeah, the day that she was named in that, she did that. Yeah, I don't think that she thought it was going to take off the way that it did, or maybe she did. I don't think she was going to be. I don't think she thought it was going to be received the way that it was.
That was outrageous. Because it was like
crazy, and it was day five. We were like, oh God.
Yeah, ma'am, your friend has chlamydia.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, ma'am.
But Garcelle, I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
I don't watch the show.
Uh-huh.
What is the why are all the women, I think Garcelle is so lovely. What's the problem?
What do you mean? Do you hear that they come for her or what? Because she does fine on the show. She's a little bit like, she's been complaining lately that she feels like kind of an outcast on the show, a little bit on the outside. Which I get, because as a brown person, how could you not on any any place? You know what I mean? It's kind of just like it is what it is. It's part of living in America. But I think that I think also some of it though, you do watch the way she moves and she kind of puts herself in that role a bit because she kind of just watches. She's an observer and comments, and she does make shady comments, which I appreciate. But when you
are they
that,
true
you
though?
They are true. But I think that it's like, how could you not, because I think she has common sense. So how could you not be introduced into a reality show ensemble and not feel like an outcast when you don't really truly fuck with a lot of these women outside of filming? These women are stupid. They're going filmed, filming or not, they're all going to be on a private jet together, hanging out, kikiing and acting like idiots. But when they're not filming, Garcelle's trying to be booked and busy. This is more of like a job to her. So I think that that's probably where this is coming in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the women are like sensitive to the fact that they're worried about the way that this is going to be perceived as white women. And then
Garcelle, they don't want to get that Ramona edit.
Yeah. Especially on Beverly Hills, a show where they are super concerned with optics. You know what I mean? Because they think they're all brands.
You know me.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, like, I don't know what Eric is worried about. Ma'am, you just stole from orphans and plane crash victims, allegedly. So I don't even know why you... Lisa, you're backing her, so you have your own issues. So
was it that Lisa had money tied up with Erica's things?
I don't know. That's what the streets are saying. I don't really know. To be honest, I don't really give a fuck. I don't really like Lisa Rinna anyways these days. I think that her, you know, she's just like...
I wish I didn't stop. I just stopped watching. After Kyle stole the girl's house, which I'll never let go.
The girl's house. Her sister.
After she stole Kim's house, I was like, no, I don't trust her. Something about her, I don't trust. And then she kept whipping that ponytail around. And I was like, I don't trust it.
Yeah. That party trick.
So I just gave up.
Yeah.
But I was very surprised.
You would like Salt Lake City.
I keep hearing that I would. I would like Potomac.
You would like Potomac too. Potomac's more of a slow burn. Like, it takes a little bit for it to rev up. Salt Lake City is just straight up kooky from day one. They already get into the mix and they're very mixy and just funky and weird. And I think you would really appreciate it. If you have time, try Potomac. Try both. Anybody with taste is going to like both.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like,
when people, you're like, try both. If you have taste.
If you have taste.
Is your taste level there, Melissa?
I know. It's the taste level there is what's really like. When people tell me that they only watch Beverly Hills, I'm like, oh no. How old are you?
Dreadful.
I want to talk to you about some other shows. I want to also talk to you about what's going on in Florida. Are we done with Nikki? Did we get everything with Nikki? I'm upset by that interview today.
I only saw a clip and the woman was cowering. She was.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason that she's not doing this for money, she's doing this because I feel like her life has just like been changed by this. And the fact that she's been called out now by so many people from that Queen Radio interview, I'd imagine. And the barbs are relentless.
And where does Nikki know this man from?
Don't really know. I think they knew each other before the fame. I think also sometimes when you're like a famous, someone who's like at that level of fame, like her, you really like, you don't want to. It's like when Britney married, what's his name? That first guy she married for 24 hours.
Yes.
They have an affinity for people that knew them before because they feel like they're not going to use them for their money because they feel like, oh, you knew me before the fame. Sometimes then people be the worst ones.
Thank you.
So please, Kenneth married up. That's what it is. His name is Kenneth, not Kevin.
Same difference.
I don't trust K names. So
Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Kevin,
Kenneth. So he married up, you know, he's good. He's not losing anything.
And that's his baby, correct?
His baby. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. Melissa, tell the people about your podcast. Tell them what's going on. You're on the fourth season now. Let's talk a bit about it.
Yes.
Just try launch the fourth season. See, we don't do seasons over here.
Yeah, you just keep going.
They just make me record. I don't even take breaks. They just make me record. I'm fucking recording on vacations. I'm recording during Christmas. Y'all don't ever give me a fucking break. It's okay. It's all right. I do it to myself.
I set it up for us to have 20 episodes per season so that we could take 3-week little breaks.
Okay.
You know, because it's a completely independently made podcast that, if I do say so myself, Imperfect Strangers, I'm telling you, as we've gone along, it sounds mad pro.
Yeah.
We got little music. We got little ads. It's cute. We're into our fourth season. So the premise of the show is Amanda, a person that I met at the top of the pandemic over the internet. She just slid in my DMs and asked me to be on her podcast, which was about motherhood. We ended up talking, hitting it off through a series of technical difficulties. And so I was like, she was like, you know, we started brainstorming and it was like, maybe the podcast is two strangers getting to know each other. And as you know, I came into your worldview as a stranger getting to know six other motherfucking strangers. So I was like, hey, totally on brand. Yes. So I feel like now that we're in our fourth season, we're 60 episodes in, she's kind of not a stranger, but episode to episode, I'm still learning new things about Amanda. Amanda is still learning new things about me. And, you know, we're having fun. I honestly can't believe that I'm like impressed at how far we've gotten, because I think when I first told you about the show, it was brand spanking new.
It was. It was so the second time you've been on, I think, or something. Maybe the first time? Second time, I can't remember.
So here well,
congratulations
we are.
Congratulations on
that. Thank you.
First episode of Four Season just dropped recently, this past Friday, right? Friday, Saturday,
Shows come out every Friday.
Okay.
There's an interactive show. Well, there's an interactive story on our Instagram. So if you're a person that listens to podcasts and then you like a little visual element, I put together a little silly Instagram story for every episode. And then Mondays we go live on Instagram to discuss the episode. Now, come on, we don't really ever get to the discussion of the episode because we'd be getting high and talking about other shit, but it is an element of the show. And so we have listeners, we have our own little mini stand-up called Stranger Friends. It's been very fun and rewarding. And I really enjoy working with Amanda, and I hope that Amanda enjoys working with me, even though sometimes I'd be a bully, but
y'all be on my bully shit too. Yeah. Listen, they know, y'all know.
Listen, it comes with, this is why you're like my little brother. I'm like, yeah, you know,
I know. You guys know where to find Imperfect Strangers. It's Imperfect Strangers on any major platform, major podcast app and platform. You guys know where to find me. We are going to do the bonus episode right now. It's the B-side. You can find that on patreon.com/thebList. You can subscribe there. And what are we going to talk about? I want to do a mini review for you of two films that I just saw. I went to the movies twice this past week. Okay, and I had not been since before the pandemic.
Did you wear your mask?
No. You need vaccination proof to get in. And we also went to matinee features where it was really two other people in the entire theater.
Okay.
So I'm not going at nighttime when it's a packed theater. I'm not doing that. And also they have limits, but we could do it. We went on the weekend. So we just went like during the daytime. There were like two other people. And you can also book your seats pre, you know what I mean? So you can see where other people are sitting. We were sitting like way in the front. Two people were sitting way in the back. It was kind of nice on both.
And so what was that like? Because you hadn't been in a movie theater this whole time.
Well, if everyone tunes into the bonus episode, they can hear all about that.
Okay.
I want to tell you guys about the movies that I saw. I saw Candyman and The Eyes of Tammy Faye. I want to give you a little mini reviews, tell you about those. I want to talk to you about Florida, what's going on there. It's always a fucking mess. Talk a minute about the Emmys. Didn't watch them, but I want to get your take on them and a couple of shows that I'm watching.
Okay. So. Well, you know, I'm from Florida too, so I'm always down.
Yep. So guys, subscribe over on patreon.com/thebList and leave a rating and review for this episode on the iTunes page. And we will talk soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save.